Welcome back, everybody. Welcome, if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel for the first hour of today's program. Jim, as you and I were tossing around ideas about what to talk about today, we did want to, again, take a pause. I covered the Ninth Circuit's review of the order that was issued that forbade the Trump administration from deploying National Guard troops in Portland. Oregon is part of the Ninth Circuit, which is a court of appeals. That's a second level court, right one level down from the Supreme Court. Ninth Circuit yesterday lifted that restriction and said they can send the troops. It was an interesting decision. It was two Trump appointees. There was one judge that dissented yesterday. I suggested that it was highly likely, if not near certain, I'm going to say certain, that the plaintiffs in that case, basically the people of Oregon, are nearly certain, again, I'm going to say certain, to ask for an en banc rehearing of the entire Ninth Circuit. En banc means all of the court members instead of just a panel of three. And the judge that dissented yesterday wrote a pretty interesting opinion. She basically begged her colleagues to find their way to make rulings that help restore some fidelity to facts and therefore to help restore some public faith in the law, that the law is supposed to be apolitical. And Jim, you mentioned to me that you had a particular passage that you thought was quite poignant for this moment, and I wanted to invite you to share that.
Absolutely. So the two judges on the three-judge panel, obviously trying to support their conclusion, which it is theirs, that there is insurrection, that there is rebellion, that's the language of the statute, or the president is completely unable to administer laws there. What do they cite? They cite that demonstrators shot paintballs at officers, that they shined lights in their eyes, that they threatened officers with knives. That's not to be endorsed, but nonetheless, they threw sticks and stones at them. And yes, indeed, neither Maggie nor I endorses arson, but they set fires. There's no doubt about that as well. Does anyone within earshot of our conversation today, Maggie, look at that and say that is rebellion, that's insurrection? And yet that's what they cite to suggest that Judge Imrigut, who cites all of these other instances of nonviolence and of peace and calm in Portland to support her conclusion, there's no there there. And so Susan Graber does, as you indicate, say this is an absurd decision. We need to look at this again. That's what the en banc review will certainly do. And you'd like to think, Maggie, wouldn't you, that the Ninth Circuit would look at this and say, yes, facts mean something, invocation of the law means something, and you can't come to these conclusions based upon, quite literally, sticks and stones.
Yeah, it's, again, this idea that isolated criminal acts that are attendant to a protest that is overwhelmingly peaceful does not a rebellion make. By the way, Karen Imrigut, the judge that entered the original temporary restraining order on the Trump administration, she is a Trump appointee, which is super important to remember here. So I really don't want to hear it from my conservative texters and callers, because a Trump judge said that this is garbage, said that, again, they're making up facts. They're ignoring the law. And that is not good. You can be as ticked off as you want about immigration, but what we have to do if you want to do something about immigration is do it legally. That is what we have in a democracy. We are a system of laws. And an administration that makes up facts, lies every day about said facts, and based on those repetitive ad nauseum lies, then tries to invent a rebellion out of whole cloth to confer upon a president king-like powers, that's not supposed to be okay for anybody. So please, save your breath today. I'm not having that fight with any of you conservatives on my text or call lines. And there have been Republican judges that are saying this over and over again, whether it's the invocation of the Alien Enemies Act, Donald Trump's tariff power grab. It goes on and on and on. But all of this traces back to Donald Trump's executive order trying to take away birthright citizenship. And Jim, I cannot imagine, can you imagine conservatives, if the first thing that Joe Biden did was issue an executive order that declared any personal ownership of weapons to be illegal, and then sent the National Guard to confiscate your weapons. And he did so under the auspices of declaring rebellions and saying, I need to impose martial type law and seize all these weapons because the Proud Boys or the Three Percenters or these white nationalist groups are armed to the teeth and we can't protect our citizenry. Would that be, those are the equivalent situations, Jim. I don't know how else to explain that.
Absolutely. I used that exact reference, Maggie, in a class I was teaching just this morning to explain that ruling in the CASA case, not only not deciding, first of all, birthright citizenship, but then also saying, oh, by the way, if you want to get this enforced, you have to go district to district. That's exactly the analogy to draw.
Exactly the analogy to draw. Great minds think alike. We're going to continue with Jim Santel, his great mind and yours on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're going to discuss the Jim Comey assertions of vindictive prosecution and the facts that underlie that claim. They're pretty indisputable when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.